up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Eliance's Heroes. Eliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Eliance's.
It's going to be another one of those most incredible shows. And thank you again. I'm still amazed by the feedback we're getting from when I interviewed Henrik Fisker of Fisker Automotive and all the things he's doing now. And, of course, the IKEA CEO. You know those things that when you end up buying the furniture, you try to put together? Well, the IKEA CEO shared with us the secret of how to be able to do that faster. Well, let me tell you about what today's show is going to be. And before I introduce our first hero, let me tell you who's going to be coming on later. $3 billion. That's right. Later on in the show, we have Steve Hilton from Meritage Homes, who he's the founder and built a $3 billion company. Later on, we're going to have someone from Project Runway. And we'll be ending the show with the number one Amazon book and author and coach. That's right, Lori Handlers from ButterflyWorkshops.com. So let's go ahead and let's get started with our first guest. You know, there's a lot of different dating sites that are out there. But let me tell you one of the more popular ones. In fact, one of almost the first ones that were out there. And we've got the founder of Match.com. Now, believe it or not, this site, he founded the site that became Match.com in 1995. And that's right. We've got here, that's Will Bunker, who is now with GrowthX.com, which we'll be talking about a little bit later and stuff. But I got to ask you, Will, how do you come up with the idea of what became the site Match.com? Like, where did this all come from?
We were looking at AOL's filings with the SEC, and they made half of their revenue from people chatting on the system. And we went and looked, and, you know, what were people doing? They were trying to get a date. And we said, well, if half the revenue of the largest company at that time comes from people wanting a date, that'll be a good business.
Now, were there any other dating sites at the time when you started it?
Well, there were hundreds. I mean, the original Match.com was a year ahead of us in San Francisco. There was a lot of competition.
I mean, can you believe now how that all has evolved? And, I mean, there's now, what, like 3 to 4 or 5 major dating sites, websites, matching sites, I should say, that are existing.
Well, it's a huge market. I mean, you know, one of the fundamental human drives is the need to find your mate.
Absolutely. Everybody likes love, right?
No, loneliness is the worst emotion one can experience.
So after that took place, then talk about what happened next. Because you ended up actually, once it was acquired, you became the lead at Match.com as president. And
yes.
After you did that, what made you change and leave Match.com?
Well, Barry Diller had a rule that if you got liquidity out of an acquisition, they wouldn't let you stay. I would have loved to have stayed and worked and watched the thing grown, but it was either don't get your money and you have a job or get your money and you don't have a job. So I took the more logical one.
Now let's talk about what you're doing that is just so exciting and stuff. GrowthX.com. And again, that's GrowthX.com. And of course, we'll have the link on our website, eliances.com, eliances.com. So now you are helping to accelerate growth from seed round to getting Series A for companies and stuff. Let's talk about the GrowthX and how that came to be.
Well, so the number one reason, 6 of the 10 top reasons startups fail have to do with not being able to sell. They never reach that critical mass of customers that allow it to become a real business. So we've got an internal team where we will go in with maybe 1 in 3 of the startups we invest in and do it with them, train them, and then hire and replace ourselves to get them to that takeoff speed to where they can become a real business.
Now, Will, with all the various startups that are out there and for you to choose from, how do you know which ones to pick? What exactly, because this is what our listeners want to know, right? What exactly are you looking for?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of filters. I mean, one is, I've always been good at spotting the future, and so I ask myself, you know, if I imagine 10 years from now, will there be a company doing what you're telling me about? And then the second big part of it is, are you the person, you know, we want to try to do it with? You know, are you the kind of, is it fun to work with you?
And how do people go about pitching you?
It comes in all forms, but usually I prefer a conversation. Some people, you know, want to go through a strict deck. I've heard probably 5,000 pitches, so I like to skip around personally because I already can anticipate what half the deck's going to say.
That's a skill. That's unique.
I love it. I mean, you know, I've always loved science fiction. I live in the future in my head, and being part of this, you know, big wave where all this stuff's getting built and products are made, it's just super fun.
Now, again, we're talking with Will Bunker. He's the co-founder of the site that actually ended up becoming Match.com. He has now started GrowthX, GrowthX.com, investing in startups. In fact, I'm going to tell you in a minute about how many startups he's actually invested in, which is just absolutely phenomenal. And you're listening to me, David Kogan, with Alliances, the place where entrepreneurs align, be part of the community. It's huge. We have grand tables coming up where you're going to hear and be able to meet and greet many of those that have been on our radio show and stuff. So make sure you stay tuned and go to our website again, eliances.com. That's eliances.com. So, Will, pull out your crystal ball here. I'm going to hand you the crystal ball because you talked about the future and knowing industries and stuff. So if I'm starting off and, you know, I've got an incredible team, engineers and all that, and all the education, street smarts and that, what are maybe one, two of the specific industries that really you see are going to pop and really change what's going on?
Well, the industries are all over the place. I mean, I feel like we lived in the era of applied tech, you know, just taking what's there, finding your vertical, realizing the inefficiencies that you can remove with this new technology. The thing that excites me and I think is as big as the Industrial Revolution is AI/machine learning. It is going to be a bigger wave than anything we've seen, even the internet. It changes everything.
How does one even get involved, though, within that industry? I mean, if, for example, is if you're talking to a group of high school students and, you know, I mean, they're amazed by your background, amazed what you have done, and they want to go ahead and they want to be in the next industry, where do they go?
Well, so I didn't know how to program when we started, and I went down to the bookstore and bought the books and read them. And, you know, what's great is if you say, well, I believe machine learning is going to fundamentally change the planet and humans, you can go to Coursera, edX, you can go to Amazon. There are so many resources, and you just have to have the discipline to learn the material so that you become useful and relevant.
Now, how many have you or GrowthX... How many companies have you invested in?
I'm over 170 personally through, you know, my personal stuff and the two funds that I've been involved with. GrowthX is just above 40 within its portfolio.
I mean, that's phenomenal. 170. 170. How do you even keep track of them all?
Oh, well, see, that's the thing. We are in an industry of a power law, so it's just like, you know, one movie makes the whole studio's year. One, you know, breakout artist makes the record label. You don't have to pay attention to them all because they don't all equally succeed. And so I, you know, really focus on the ones that take off and get traction, and that's where we put our effort. And so it's very Darwinian.
Wow. Well, absolutely phenomenal. And thank you to Joe Clemens at I've Been Vetted for nominating you to be on the Hero Show. You can reach her at ivebeenvetted.com. And excellent. I mean, I got to tell you, Will Bunker, he's the one, again, became and formed the site that became Match.com and now is doing incredible things with GrowthX, GrowthX.com. You're a hero. You help companies grow exponentially. Will Bunker, GrowthX, and when we return, we're going to have, yeah, that's right, $3 billion. Steve Hilton, the founder of Meritage Homes. David Kogan with Alliances.